Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, Joan Jett of comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
It's a Wednesday. It's hump day. We ain't fucking around. What do you think? We're fucking around on a Wednesday? That's what most people do. Most of the podcasters, they do 3-4 podcasts a week. They're like, yeah, you know what, dude? Wednesday's the day to take off. I'm going to hump it. Right?
Yeah.
Not me. I don't fuck around. I go harder on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
When people are bobbing, I'm weaving. That's the Louis J. Gomez mantra.
That's always what I've said about you. When people bob, you weave.
I'm a weaver, dog.
And when they weave, you bob.
Sometimes I got to bob,
and
baby boy.
And that's part of the success.
Realist Podcast, Wednesday show. I am your host, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, realist dude. As always, international superstar Zach D'Amico is with me. Very happy to have you, my friend.
How you doing, buddy? How's your hands?
Better. Look. It's moving.
What happened?
I'll tell the story in just a moment.
Okay.
I was concerned about you.
Two incredible white guests, as always. I'm in the corner of the white man, and I am unapologetic about it.
Yeah.
I'm your last hope, whiteies. Your last hope is me.
It's the last hope.
Just say you booked two white guys.
I booked you. It's typically just two white guys every show. That's what I go for.
And that's good.
Sometimes we stray. Sometimes
you can't get it because you have to settle.
Every once in a blue, we go a little
female.
Diverse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a black.
Or a minority.
Well, have we ever had a black female on the show?
I don't think so.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
We've never sank the C+.
Wait a minute. That should have made a sound. Is it not plugged in? Or is that plugged?
I don't think you hit it right.
I didn't hit a button right,
Shannon. Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Are you fucking kidding me? Start the show over. Don't you ever disrespect me at the top of the show.
What is that? Is this the sound effect?
I'm now in charge of the sound effects because I have better timing than my producers.
Interesting. But I feel that's so beneath you.
It is. You're right.
It is beneath you.
I wish I didn't have to do my own sound effects.
Yeah, because they usually have a sound effect guy. Like a Stern Show, Howard
does his
own.
It is as beneath him as much as Puerto Ricans love sound effects on radio.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you. See, Funk Flex doesn't have to do that. No. Or does he? No.
I think that's his whole thing. I think that's literally just one button.
Yeah, maybe. That's it. That's his.
Funk Master Flex. Tim Dillon's here.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Very happy to have you.
Thank
also
you
alongside Mr. Jim Florentine is here. What's up, doggy?
It's good to be here, man.
I realize you guys have the same voice. I just realized
very similar.
I've heard that before.
Very similar.
Yeah, you guys do.
It's a voice when as soon as it starts talking, you get real prepared to hear something racist.
Yeah,
usually.
You know, as soon as you say like, how's the neighborhood? You go, and you just got to settle in and prepare.
It's like an uncle that's going to tell you how it is at Thanksgiving.
How
voice.
It is.
Yeah.
How it is.
He's going to just start smoking a cigarette right in the house.
Yep.
Doesn't give a shit.
Back in my day.
Yeah. Look, great show playing. You can cut the music now, Shane. It's going to look chaotic. Well, Violent Femmes here on WPK Rock. XR7.
Were they good? When Rogan was in here, who did you have? On you had Nate.
You think I had Shannon?
Well, that's why
we had
Shannon
in here as eye candy. We had her, hold on.
Now show them titties.
Go back to the Shannon candy. You can keep it on Shannon. We had Shannon as eye candy. There's Ralph in the background. Fucking rat poison is Ralph.
Right.
Eye candy is Shannon. So we had her in there, and Rogan came in, and we had her just fucking shake her titties a little bit and fucking let him know that, hey, we got a little bit of femininity here. Okay, but we didn't have her work the show. We're not fucking retarded. Okay,
right.
You
didn't have Harrington.
Imagine we had Harrington and Shannon work the show.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Halfway through the thing, they would have just said to Joe and Artie, "Listen, Sorry, we haven't been recording. Can you just start over?
Harrington just runs in and injects Artie with heroin.
Yeah.
Well, who produced a Legion of Skanks podcast? Who did that?
That was Bobby Hutch, who's our EP here. We had Nate, who's the co-producer, sit in as well, and they did a great job. That's the thing. Here at Gas Digital, we're an elite standard. Yeah. You know, people, they know what's going on over here, and Mr. Joe Rogan himself was like, hey, you know what, dude? Let me bow down to you and fucking, you know.
Is that how you would characterize it?
That's bowing how he down? Bowed down to me.
Okay, interesting. It's very interesting.
Did you ever see Planet of the Apes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he did the thing where he came up to me and then he showed me his hand.
Oh, okay.
And then I rubbed his hand like that. I did that. And then he just went on a tire swing and played for a little while. And then he podcasted. Right,
I mean,
afterwards.
Why not Riot Cast?
Why not? Why not Gnome's apartment? Gnome from the
I'm on Riotcast and I've never done a podcast.
Yeah, I mean, Florentine doesn't even want to go into that fucking studio.
Yeah. It is a shitty studio.
I mean, God damn it, dude. It's just fucking.
Yeah, it is not good.
Just fucking pictures of fat Bobby Kelly everywhere.
Dead.
All over the fucking walls.
Yeah.
It's too much. Dude, this is fucking classy. You sit in here, you feel like you're driving a Mercedes.
Bobby Benz. Kelly was the only guy who, when I started to lose a little bit of weight, called at me and started yelling at me in LA. He's like, dude, what are you gonna do? You gonna try to lose weight?
Yeah.
You gonna try to like not be fat? What the fuck's wrong with you? It's with support like that, you know. Yeah.
Well, Bobby's just giving up at this point.
Is he bigger than you want? Is he still big?
I think Bobby's
I've been touring with him. His wife's got him on a diet, though. She packs him a lunch, like a whole container, a Tupperware stuff of what he.
And then he just swallows the container like it's a pill. It's like, I'm hungry, dude.
Like a snake.
I love Bobby. Listen, it's fucking hard when it is hard, but you got like. It's just, it ends one way.
When you're married and you got a kid and you have some success and he's happy, like Bobby's happy.
Right.
That's, and you have an addictive personality. There's going to be some sort of vice and that's just his.
It's going to be the vice, yeah.
But to be honest with you, being morbidly obese, we looked into this. It only takes off maybe 5 to 10 years of your life. It's sort of worth it. If you really think about it, when I'm worrying about what I'm eating and dieting and what I look like, I'm fucking miserable.
Right.
I'm always miserable, but it's a different type of miserable.
Yeah.
And I almost feel like you are.
It really feels like
you're running a fucking race with
this. If you cut out like a lot of the white flour and shit, you do feel
cut
better.
Up the white power? No way, dude. Not on the show.
Not the white power. No one has said that. But if you don't eat. That doesn't even make sense.
A mildly funny joke.
But if you eat better, you do feel better. So your quality of life is better.
I fucking hate LA, Tim. It makes me sick.
I mean, it's true. It's true, though.
If you eat,
He even said it because I'm losing weight. I live in LA. I got no choice. You don't. Yeah. When you're out there and it's sunny and 80 every day.
Fat people there, like if you're uber, like if you're like fat, like you're not. People just that they don't even. You know, people don't even deal with
it. I got fat shame from a car. Remember. Remember the guy that just drove by and yelled fat.
They thought you were another car.
Right.
Look at that fat car.
If Zach went to LA, people would try to get in him as an Uber. They would literally try to get in him as an Uber. They'd be like, RAV4 is here.
I don't know where the license plate is, but.
Just trying to get in.
Dude, Zach is a RAV4. Ah, shit. Yeah, dude.
He's got four Mexicans on his back. He's going down the 405.
I mean, you need the excuse. I've been talking about it. I need to figure out like a fight. I got to figure out some sort of like
start training
alternative goal besides looking good and being healthy.
Right. Of course.
It's not enough anymore. How do you do? You've never had a fucking problem though. You're just a good, tall, good looking, handsome, in shape guy. Fuck you,
Jim. Some people just aren't fat.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, it always motivated me by pussy. If you could stay in shape, you might be able to get girls that are out of your league that you would have never got. So that was always my motivation.
But that's the thing.
But then as you get older and you got a kid, you're like, I want to be around, you know, for a little while. So that's so then it turns it turns to that. That you, at first you're like, I don't give a shit if I'm 60, 65, who cares? But then you have a kid, you're like, I still want to stick
around. Bobby heard you say you want to be around. He thought you said I want to be around. So he's just turning into an actual orb. He's shaped. He's shaped like the blueberry girl from Willy Wonka.
Violet.
Yeah, man.
Bobby looks like he ate a fucking candy behind Willy Wonka's back.
Yeah.
People are getting fat, though. I mean, like, everybody. Like, you look, you go out, and when you go on the road in the country, you're like, it's like, it is not rare. I'm kidding. I'm not even kidding. It's not rare to see somebody who's like 400. That's not rare. It's not rare to see somebody.
Because you're not allowed to make fun of fat people anymore. You used to be able to, and then if they felt bad and they said, I got to get in shape.
Yeah.
And there was a whole movement behind
it. Part of it is that, but part of it is that the food in this cunt, like, the poison has just gotten to a point where it's like, insane.
What do you mean?
Like, what's going into the food? I don't think we have a clue of like what we're eating. Like, the things that people are eating are so fucking bad.
Yeah.
That, like, in other countries, you just nobody eats that shit. Nobody eats buffalo chicken pizza.
We were at a wedding last weekend. Yeah. And they.
By the way, fine.
It was a good wedding.
It was a great wedding.
Tim.
The food was fine.
The food was good.
The food was fine.
Tim, wedding food sucks all the time.
The cocktail, I don't care. I'm holding it to a standard. The cocktail hour was good. The main thing was family style.
I thought family style was a great idea for a wedding. Instead of everyone getting their little shitty portion plates where you choose in advance if you want chicken or steak, they came around with like family style portions of chicken.
Chicken is basically free. I spoke to Paul Italia about it the other night. Roast chicken's free. It's an insult that you, sir. I fucking traveled 2 hours to your fucking wedding. You send me roast chicken. I already wrote a letter to them, by the way, saying I felt it was shameful and asked for my gift back. And then short rib. Short rib?
Yeah. Short rib's good. It was tasty.
I'm sorry I'm white. I'm sorry I'm white and I like white things.
Yeah, but look.
I'm joking.
Name one time you've gone to a wedding where it was better food.
No, you're right. I know, but I complain after everything I do.
Yeah, you really do.
It's the whole
Tim
point.
Tim was so upset because you weren't allowed to take pictures.
Yeah. These are famous people. The whole point of me going to your wedding is to take photos with you because you're famous.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, we have a need for privacy. It's like, well, I have a need to make people think things are going better than they are. So how do we balance that need? I drove 3 hours here.
An entire 2 nights of not being able to post about you doing something
crazy.
Cool.
Yeah, Tim's like, look, I want to let people know why I'm back on the East Coast.
Yeah,
not just so I had to do a couple sets at the stand.
Yeah, I'm like,
I got shit going on.
You know, but it was fun. We had a good time. It's always fun to hang out.
Yeah, it was that's the thing. When you do a comedian wedding where, you know, it almost feels like a comedy festival. It was a whole weekend of everyone hanging out and fucking partying. And
it was fun.
It was a good time. So, but once again, don't fucking understand it. Don't understand why anybody would ever get married. How many times have you been married, Jim?
Just once.
Just once? You regret it?
Yeah. But I only did it once, and I won't do it again, so.
It's just a big fucking waste. There's no real reason. Shannon, do you want to get married?
Yes.
She does, of course.
Every
fucking woman.
She wants a big Italian wedding at a catering hall that's called, like, Rigatoni.
Yeah.
And, LaDonna's.
Yeah, LaDonna. And she wants to go, and it's going to be a big Viennese hour, and she's going to stuff herself with cannolis.
350, 400 people.
Yeah,
guess huge. You have to invite everybody.
Shannon, that's what you would want if you got married, a big old fucking Italian wedding, like an asshole?
I only want to get married if I find somebody that I actually want to spend time with.
But if you want a big Ginzo wedding.
Right? It's hilarious that Shannon even had to clarify that she wanted to, if she got married, it would have to be somebody she was in love with.
Not just some dude.
No, because I feel like most chicks, especially when they get up in the years like my age, are just like, anybody that will marry me, I'll take it. And that's not how I feel.
Right. I know.
But Shannon, how old are you? You're not that old.
I'm 37.
Yeah, no,
pretty
you
old.
Should take whoever comes down the street. Whoever comes near you. Shannon, the next guy that smacks you in the face, marry him.
Dude, if a dog comes and sniffs your fucking...
That's it.
Sniffs your hand, marry that
dog.
You
would never get married? You would. I think, you know what's fun about it? The wedding is fun. I think the wedding is kind of fun, but the actual marriage is not fun. But the actual day of the wedding is kind of fun.
I almost want to
do a wedding and then just not honor it. Just
it's too much.
Fun.
It's too much. The idea, it's very like self celebratory.
Yeah.
I don't do birthday parties.
I don't do that either.
I don't do any of that shit, right? I'm like a dude. So no, if I was going to get married, like if we're going to like celebrate a marriage, I would go like maybe go to the Caribbean with a few close friends. And
right.
If I was with a chick that really fucking cared.
Right.
Really gave a fuck. But even then, baby boy, prenup.
I think part of a wedding is
day.
If you're really killing it and you're really doing really well and you have an exorbitant amount of money, part of a wedding is showing people how well you're doing. That's
but
what
the
I
problem
think a
is
lot of them are.
When then we went to this really nice wedding, now every other wedding pales in comparison to this wedding. Like, there's people that were like getting married after that. It's like, why bring your fucking fiance to this incredible celebrity wedding?
Yeah.
Where and it's like legitimately like, you know, beautiful, amazing, you know, incredible time. And then every other wedding is the same exact shit. It's some fucking horseshit fucking catering hall on Long Island.
Yeah.
It's the same exact shitty dessert, the same exact shitty food. Everyone's wearing the same exact shitty clothing.
Same music. Shitty music.
We had mason jar, a banana pudding. No, come on.
All right, the dessert was a little bit lacking.
The dessert was whack. It was whack. In my letter to the couple, I said, with all due respect, the dessert was a complete and utter failure.
It wasn't good.
Yeah, it was not.
I mean,
good.
It was good. It wasn't.
They brought out apple pies from Costco and started throwing ice cream. Don't. I drove here 2 hours, 3 hours. Don't fuck with me.
They did. They gave out those little Drake's 50-cent cherry pies.
Yeah, little 50-cent cherry pie. And then they had these dumb s'mores that they passed around. I liked the wedding. I enjoyed it. I'm, of course, joking around, but I'm very serious about everything I'm saying.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think for money like that, do the wedding in Manhattan. Do it in Manhattan. That way everybody can just cut. That's my whole thing. Is like
everyone get the spots.
Everybody
get the spots right after.
Get the spots. Or do whatever you want. Like have a nice fucking killer wedding in Manhattan. Start in the late afternoon. Rock out the whole fucking night and then go, everybody get the fuck out of here.
I just say no. Fucking skip all of it. You know, where'd you get married, Jim? Was it a big fucking...
It was in Asbury Park, outside like a little park. And then right across the street was where the reception was.
Yeah.
So people didn't have to go into a car. I had this witch woman marry us. I said, look, I want it under 5 minutes, the ceremony.
Yeah.
So it was like 4 minutes, and then we walked up right to the hotel and fucking.
She beheaded a chicken,
right?
Just fucking.
She's a witch woman?
Yeah. Threw some bones on the ground.
Voodoo priestess marry you in Asbury
Yeah,
Park.
She was my neighbor. She, yeah. $300. She goes, I'll do it for him. I'm like, perfect. You're
quick, in and out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad we missed the ceremony. I drove up, and we missed the ceremony.
Was it a different spot, the ceremony?
No, it was, dude, but it was on a hill and it was cold, right?
It was an outdoor wedding in fucking November.
It was chilly.
Psychotic.
And we got there right for the reception. I was like, perfect. Mm. We got there right as the fireplace was going and people were handing out little shrimp. I said, good.
Yeah. I did mine on a Sunday in July so comedians can come to it so I didn't fuck up their weekend.
Yeah. Right.
Smart. Very smart. Yeah, I just wouldn't do it. I mean, any chick who's into that anyway, I don't know. The whole
we're
idea
also
of,
biased, though, because
you mean like
I think for brides, for regular chicks, that's the only day where they're the center of attention for that many people.
Yeah.
We perform for people. Like, we don't need that.
That's true.
That's the only day they're ever going to have that.
It's true. Isn't that sad? Shannon's never going to have a day. Like, just not. She's never going to have a day where it's all about her.
That's true.
That's fucking nuts.
Except the wedding day. The wedding day is going to be the only day somebody doesn't hand Shannon a broom and a fucking dustbin and go fix it. It's the only day. She's not going to be handed a rag and say, go wipe.
Shannon, you're like Cinderella, you know?
So that's the day.
At midnight
Long
Shannon,
Island,
Shannon
Island,
turns back into a pumpkin.
Yeah, Long Island women dream of the wedding. They dream of the wedding because it's the one day that they can be
a
princess.
Yeah.
And they don't have to, they're not smoking cigarettes outside of a medical billing office in Quorum.
But that's a sad existence.
It's very tragic.
The fact that is something that, it's sad to me that somebody
very
even
sad.
Wants it. That somebody's like, oh my God, I've dreamed of this day my entire life. That's sickening.
It's,
when people say that, like, and maybe I'm just cynical about like love and like relationships, but like when somebody's like, oh my God, this is the happiest day of my life. Getting married is
the
happiest day of your fucking life.
It's the same thing as when somebody reviews a restaurant on Yelp and they're like, we have one nice dinner a year and this was really disappointing. It's like, well, then don't go out.
When half of them don't even work out, it's like, okay, well, then maybe you'll have another shot down the road.
Yeah.
My ex was married two times before I even met her.
Oh, nice.
So she was on her third. Now she's on her fourth.
Is that a red flag?
That wasn't a fucking sign? you still
maybe.
Jump in?
Yeah.
Dude,
I tend to look the other way.
Yeah.
especially when anal's involved.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a commercial I saw for GoodRx. I don't know why you just reminded me of that, but it just is really funny. So... you're probably not going to be able to find the one specifically, but do you know what GoodRx is?
No.
Okay, so it's an app you download, and it gives you coupons for different prescription drugs. It's actually pretty cool. It really works, and it'll just show you in the city, like Dwayne Reed and Rite Aid, they all have different like prices for drugs, and they show you what's the cheapest, and then you tell your doctor where to get it, and you pick it up there with the coupon, right? So you save a lot of money. But the one commercial, it's like a woman's voiceover. She's with her little sick kid. She's like, my kid needs medication. I sure hope it's not too much money. And they get up to the cash register, and the register clicks in at $67. And she's like, oh. And she looks at him, and then she looks at the $67, and then she leaves the fucking drugstore. I was like, you're just going to let your kid die for $67? That's it? It's fucking great. Is this it? Let's see, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My son needs this drug. I hope it doesn't cost too much. I hope my insurance pays for it. Can you tell me how much this will be? $67. Sorry.
Sorry, he's a goner.
Finds free coupons.
By the way, what is she? Is she like a diner waitress? What is the? She's wearing a uniform. She has a job. Right?
Yeah, she's a fucking. She's a.
I have no idea.
She's a waitress at a diner in the 40s.
By the way, she doesn't seem that pissed either.
Yeah,
67. She's like, all right, you know what? Not today.
What are you
going
to do?
What are you going to do? He'll cough. He'll just really, sit around and cough.
It didn't really go down from 67 to 890 in the commercial.
Yeah.
I don't think you're saving that much money.
Wouldn't it be funny if they go down to 890 and she goes, ugh, I got to be honest. Still, I don't know.
Looks at him, looks back up at the number.
How bad
but
your
then,
cough?
Like, the later in the commercial, she's just buying scratch off, booze, drinking, smoking cigs. Listen.
Imagine that was your kid needed medicine and $67. Is that like a real problem in the world? Like you wouldn't just
sure.
Steal?
I mean, I think it's a real problem if you. But you got to be really fucked if that's a problem.
I'm just saying, wouldn't you just steal the $67 if your kid needed medication?
I think you'd ask somebody to borrow it first.
Yeah,
because there's not a lot of places you can steal it from.
You wouldn't bring your kid and
it's too
drag
low,
him in by the
it's
arm.
It's too low an amount to steal.
Yeah.
Really.
That's
you
crazy.
Just you could ask somebody, go, hey, my kid needs medicine. Can I have $100? The problem is no one would believe you. If a woman like that came up to me and said, my kid needs in the diner outfit and everything, she's like, hey, my kid needs medicine. I'm like, you clearly stole this kid.
Yeah, whatever, Dottie.
Yeah, Dottie, you just want to get a fucking gram of coke right now and cook it in a hotel room, you lying whore. So you stole this kid, which I respect.
I do respect
that. I do respect that. Dude, a lot of times you'll see people in New York, I've seen so many decent looking younger white homeless people, and I'm like, oh, you're just drug addicts.
Yeah.
Like, you're not homeless.
Yeah.
You're a drug addict.
It's a choice to a certain degree.
To a degree.
Yeah.
When you're like 25 and white, and you're in the East Village, and you're just sitting there, and you're like happy.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, I need money.
You got a dog.
You have two pit bulls.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is a choice.
Yeah. Get rid of the dog first. I'm not giving you any money until your dog's gone.
You don't see a lot. You know what's interesting? You don't you would think you'd see, you don't see a ton of black homeless people.
Well, they're afraid of dogs.
Unless they're older and crazy. Yeah, they're sure. you see far more young white homeless people. Like crust punky white homeless people.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just
feel bad. Like if I saw young black kids and they're like, we're homeless, I'd be like, here's a couple of bucks. But I see young white kids, I go, hey, fuck, I don't know.
San Francisco, those fucking homeless were young and black and terrifying.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, where we did a show in San Francisco and the cab dropped me off two blocks away.
San Francisco's a shithole. You don't realize it until you go there. People shitting on the street. It's really bad.
It was like a fucking shanty town.
Yeah.
The neighborhood we were in.
New York is such an elite town that it's like even to be a homeless person here.
You have to have Sam Morrill's bit where you got to have a thing.
Yeah.
Like you got to sing or dance.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, dude. In New York, everything's more, a cup of coffee is just more expensive. Like everything. So
right.
I think we're just seeing less and less homeless people.
Yeah, you don't really see them as much. You don't see as many. And it's so cold here in California.
There's one
dude.
Homeless woman on my fucking corner.
Yeah.
Who lives on. Now, I live in a decent area.
Yeah.
Right? I live in Harlem, but I live like a block off of, I live two blocks off of Central Park, a block off of Morningside Park.
Right.
Really nice block. My apartment's pretty decent, but it's very gentrified up there where it's like.
A homeless woman on your block?
There's a homeless woman who fucking lives on my block. She's got a full beard. And I talk to her.
I mean, I saw Kim the other night. She doesn't have a beard.
I talk to her like she's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. You talk to her though. Lewis is like. I talk to her like a piece
I do talk
of shit.
To her, but sometimes it's gotten to a point where, at first I was like, oh, yeah. The first time I gave her a couple bucks, and then I realized she's there every fucking night, and then I'm like, oh, sorry, miss, I can't. And when you say no, then if they rebut you, like she's a fucking car dealer, if I say no, that's the end of the fucking conversation. There's no but, there's no, oh, let me, Fucking no, lady.
Right.
So she not only will rebut, she'll just keep going. She's like, hey, can I get $5? Like, bitch, how are you asking me for $5? First of all, that's fucking crazy. Okay.
Right.
But also, you got to respect it. It's sales. You know what I'm saying? Then she could do a little drop down. Right.
Right.
It's like walking up to a chick and asking to fuck immediately.
Yeah. She's like, fine, I'll probably just get a hand job at the end of this. I'll likely just get a hand job if I just do that. So then she'll be like, what about $1? What about $1? What, 50 cents? Baby? Like, lady, get the fuck out of my face. I've gotten to the point where I'm like, get the fuck away from me.
Right.
But now I've sort of turned a corner where, like, I reason with her. Like, two nights ago, I saw her and she's like, let me get $5. I was like, lady, I see you every night.
Yeah, every night.
I say no every single night. I was like, I got a kid. I'm not like, I can't give you money. I have a child. She goes, I got two kids. I was like, do you not fucking understand what I'm saying right now?
Where are they, by the way? Where are the kids?
She was like, they're 23 and 22. I was like, I don't care.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah, why aren't they helping?
That's what New York will do to you is it will
make you give you a beard.
It will grind you down to the point where you will look at homeless people in the face and say, I hope you fucking die.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's too many of them. How much money have you given her over to, like, how many times have you given her money, you think?
One time.
Oh, just a one time.
That's it.
I mean, Lewis gave her a show here for 2 weeks.
And she has a full fucking beard. If you're a woman with a beard, I'm not being an asshole here. Just fucking, come on.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable for fucking people to look at your beard. It's almost like when you see a girl who's a cutter and she shows her fucking arms. It's like, bitch, if you cut your arms, okay, you have to wear sleeves. That's it. Don't bring me into your warped, morbid, fucked up world where I have to think about whatever the fuck happened to you while you were listening.
All these girls look like me.
Jesus Christ. I'm a woman with facial hair and I'm proud of it.
Welcome to, and this is 2017, by the way.
Yeah.
It really, like, where is that happening? Like, it's very interesting. It's like these articles, you know, I don't know where any of this is happening. Like, they, you know, they have those articles like, these people are bringing up their kids as non-gendered. It's like, is that a thing?
No.
Who's doing that?
Well, the one person that does it
gets the article.
Is on the cover of a magazine.
I'm like, who's doing that? I have a beard and I'm proud.
Before we went on air, we were talking about the supposed outrage over Che doing an ageist joke about the 67-year-old woman who gave birth. When you read that article, the tweets they quote have like 5 likes.
Right, but they're also, it's just 5 people that complained about his joke on Twitter, and that's what they're making the article about.
Yeah.
Because 5 people at home didn't like that joke, and they put it on Twitter, and they go, oh, we can make a whole article
about
this. Look at the backlash.
Really care. It's very interesting when you watch what happened with Shane or anything.
Yeah.
And you realize, like, a week later, nobody's tweeting at Shane. Nobody's saying anything. The outrage is like, if it's so real, why aren't you so passionate about it? How are there people not still protesting?
Well, they got their scalp,
But it's almost like, it's just in a weird way, it's like, it's so just fake.
It's fake.
Yeah, it's just not real. The thing with Che just trolls him. I love how Che just like the week before got in trouble, and then the next week was like, yeah, let's double down. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Which I love about him. He's unapologetic. He never really acknowledges it. It's smart. And it is legitimately him just being funny and attempting humor. So that's the beautiful part. It's like if it's coming, he's not having a fucking conversation with a friend on a fucking hidden phone call.
Right.
This is him writing jokes. And to be honest with you, old women are gross. So he was pretty fucking mild, all things considered.
A 67-year-old woman giving birth is a fucking atrocity.
That's a fucking nightmare. That baby is going to be born with fucking webbed fingers, fucking 3 eyes.
You always know when someone's old comes.
It's almost like you look at these people, you go, well, what would you like the show to be about?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want to make fun of these things, what do you want to make fun of? Trump? Well, you do that already for 75% of the show.
Yeah.
So what, would you want it to be 100% of the show? Like, it's weird. It's like, how am I... Who should we make fun of?
Yeah, I don't even know at this point. It's such a weird thing to try to navigate. Yeah. God bless Che's soul.
Yeah.
I couldn't even imagine. I couldn't even imagine trying to like navigate in that world.
Well, it's big money. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I think the thing is, when you're getting paid that kind of money, you just go, I'll try to navigate it.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Because they get paid serious
money. Yeah, you'll suck it up. You're like, just all right, let me just see.
Money.
I'll wait this out maybe through this season, maybe next season. Yeah.
I mean, I listen, the only reason I have a manager still, because I like him, but the only reason I would ever have it is there's a teeny percentage of my brain that goes, if Trump loses or he gets thrown out of office or whatever, do they start giving people like me money again? Now, the answer is probably not, but there's a small little part of my brain that goes, maybe they, you know, things start to swing the other way if he's out.
Maybe. Why? Because they think that the white man's not the devil anymore?
I think that they just start. I mean, you got to look. Joker did fucking great. Like, this non-woke programming does really good. But I think these network executives...
They should do a sketch, Impractical Joker, where he's just one of the Impractical Jokers. The Joker just pulls out a gun and shoots Q in the head.
Yeah. But the... I think eventually they're going to start going, well, you know what? This woke shit is making money. But the woke shit's all in response, really, to Trump. So if Trump's out, does that mean that that shit goes out too? Now, maybe not. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. Yeah. What is Colbert going to do every night? What is SNL going to do? Like, if he's gone, literally, what does Samantha Bee do?
What's her show? It's not, at this point, it doesn't even matter about him. It's a cultural thing. It's become too much of... it's a business in itself, sort of this, you know,
right versus left thing. I do think if he disappears, it's a harder
sell. He's a troll, so he constantly throws fuel on the fire. Yeah, of course. I agree with you. But, you know, we'll see. I think we're just sort of going down that path, safer.
It'll become irrelevant. Yeah.
Television and...
It's irrelevant.
It's the internet, and to be honest with you, that's going away as well. The live show is going to be where it's at, right?
Yeah. Interesting.
The live experience, the same thing with music, right? So the when music sort of being free online is now going to turn into what the fuck can we do in the clubs?
You think Facebook and Google are just going to carve everything up and censor everybody? And
yeah, I think eventually you're not going to be able to do what we do on podcasts. I think it's going to be difficult to get certain words on YouTube and all the major platforms that are searchable. I mean, right now it is. On YouTube, you know, to go and even navigate that and try to create interesting,
people
edgy,
make fun of the Instagram
content.
Shit, but it's very real.
Yeah.
Like, I used to get 80 to 100,000 views on some of those videos on Instagram. Now I get 30,000 views, but on Twitter they get 400,000. So it's like, it's very real that they're hiding your shit.
Yeah, there's something weird. People were telling me they couldn't find real-ass podcasts. I just don't know that it's... because it's dangerous ideas. I think it's because we're trolls and we get reported a lot. And once you're getting reported and you're having content that's pulled, I mean, how many times have you had...
reported a bunch.
Not even just reported, just like sensitive content where you posted something where you actually shouldn't have posted, right? And you actually broke the rules. It's probably happened
I don't know what the rules are.
Least.
I mean,
I've never read the rules for one fucking second.
I don't even know what the rules are. I just know if somebody insults me on my Instagram page and I insult them back, my thing gets removed for hate speech.
Yeah.
Some guy insulted me, and then I insulted him back. I was like, because I looked at his page, and it was just him and his wife, and she's taking pictures with all these other kids. And I was like, why don't you knock your wife up so she doesn't have to take pictures with other people's kids or whatever.
Wow.
And people were like coughing, in a skull. And then they take it down. They take my response. Like, he started on my page. I might have said faggot too. The point is that my thing gets taken down, and it's like I didn't. Yeah. It's on our page. You can't even defend yourself.
I know, but it's not even our pages. It's their pages.
It's
the
their
whole,
page. That's a great to, point. Playing, it's their page. One thing I love about Lewis, Lewis gets it on a level. Like, I love Schultz, but sometimes when I talk to Schultz, like, you totally understand what all these companies are about from the beginning to the end. Like, you're not shocked when these things happen. No. People get thrown off.
Well, people are like, I was deplatformed from YouTube. Yeah. I was like, then I found out what deplatforming was. I was deplatformed from YouTube years ago. I haven't even attempted to make money on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's hilarious to me that that's even a conversation.
Yeah.
If you were going to say fucked up things and provocative things, just expect to, you know, deal with the repercussions. Now, if you're doing... I look at Twitter like it's a fucking mall, right? So what are you going to go and yell under the mall?
I think Twitter's
the best. If you
yell
the N-word, they're going to probably remove you from the mall.
Twitter's the best one, though, because I think you get a lot more leeway on Twitter. Twitter's got porn on it.
Yeah.
You get more leeway on Twitter than you do on Instagram.
It just depends on who reports your fucking shit, right?
Like, there's a football player from the Browns on Sunday. He played a shitty game, and one of the sports writers in Cleveland said, you didn't tackle, you were terrible, and he threatened him. He's like, come down to faggot, come down here, whatever, and he got kicked off the team and kicked off of Twitter.
Wait a minute, he kicked off the team?
He called him a faggot?
Yeah. Well, he didn't call him a faggot. He said, you die, cracker, motherfucker. Come down here, you're going to die. And he gave the address to the whatever, but he kicked off of Twitter. I don't know if he got suspended for a while, and then the team released him.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
These are fucking giant monsters that are going onto a fucking field every Sunday to slam their bodies into each other. They're animals. They're just fucking beasts, okay? And to be honest with you, I want them to be a little bit mean. When Mike Tyson threatened to eat that reporter's children, yeah. It's like, yeah, okay.
Well, that's
good.
What you're going to get.
What do you want? Like, yeah, don't you want they're that fighters. From a fucking, yeah. These guys a fucking monster.
Yeah.
I want to hear that. And that's the same thing when football players, athletes, MMA. Especially with a manly fucking sport like football, they don't need to fucking... They don't need a pussyfoot around.
That's what I liked about what Tanya Harding did. Because it was like, finally, let's raise the stakes a little bit. Okay, we get it. Like, let's make it a little more fun. Yeah. You know?
Look, he just came off a 3-hour game fucking killing people. He's going to be angry 10 minutes after the game when he lost.
He's getting shit on by some fucking asshole who's never done anything.
Some loser
the
can't
only
catch
thing
a ball.
That he's fucking done in his life is criticize other people for living their fucking dreams.
Yeah.
Dude, holy shit. I get it. I get
it. The shit we've said to comedy critics.
Yeah, seriously.
Comedy reporters.
Holy shit.
Well, you know what it is? These comedy reporters, they're all full. Like, first of all, no one is sending you death threats. Here's the thing. No one is sending you death threats.
Death threats aren't real.
And death threats aren't real.
They always do that. That's the one they go to.
They go, someone's killed. I'm like, you don't. No one knows who you are.
Yeah.
These comedy, what they do, these journalists, they piss on everybody. And then when people piss back, they go, I'm being harassed. It's like you've directed a worldwide mob of people at Shane. Yeah. And then when anybody pushes back, you go, well,
they're like the heckler in a comedy club where they say something mean to you and the comic comes back and they go, wait, why did you say that?
Oh, yeah. I can't believe it.
I can't believe you did that. It hurt my feelings.
Yeah. The whole idea of online threats. Yeah. They exist to a certain degree, but you gotta understand it's like, it's very easy to type some silly words into a keyboard, right?
Right.
And it's, you know, I understand, like, you have to take it seriously to a certain degree, but if I am going to take a threat from a person seriously, like, hey, I'm going to beat you up for that joke, right? The chances of that coming to fruition are probably, it's less likely than getting hit by a car, less likely than getting struck by lightning, less likely than fucking dying in a fucking terrorist attack. It's not happening too often. Comics aren't, offended comedy fans and podcast fans typically aren't showing up to comedy shows.
Sure.
And we post our fucking dates every night. So it's not like this fucking comedy writer or this blogger, he's in a fucking apartment somewhere in Brooklyn or in fucking Silver Lake or whatever it is. Nobody knows where the fuck he's at. I'm out there every single fucking night posting where I'm at. Every Monday night, I'm at the fucking stand. People can just show up, and typically they don't. And I do say more provocative shit. I am the guy who, tongue in cheek, I tell people to fight me all the time, but they don't get it. So people are like, yeah, dude, I hated that. I'm like, fuck you, fight me. And then it'll just turn into like a dude blowing up. Like, I have no idea how many people are out there that are just fucking... writing my name on a bullet. Like, just
they're saving up money to travel to New York City to fight Lewis. They're like, I got 7 more months of saving, but then I'll do it.
Dude.
And I'll take a trip.
I fucking tell people that I want to fight them all the time.
All the time.
I've set it up where people will be in my inbox like, dude, fuck you. I'll fight you, you piece of shit. I'm like, dude, let's go tonight.
What
right now.
Do you do? Why do people get so mad at you? Because I look at your tweets. The anger never matches the thing. It's weird how people get so angry.
I think I'm so badass that people...
That's what it is.
They get like intimidated just preemptively.
Yeah. Interesting. It hurts when Lewis goes, no one knows you, just go away.
Yeah.
I'm not even paying attention. I don't even know who you are. You were never on my radar ever.
Because I look at the original tweet.
That's a stab in the heart.
Like, they'll be like...
So that fucking gets them furious.
There's a huge thread, and the thread it ends with like, I'm going to kill you. I'll kill you. You're going to kill me. And I look back, the original tweet,
and it'll be like, don't beat your children to death.
Lewis is like, good morning, everyone. And I'm like, how did this get here? How did good morning get here?
I'm going to tell you right now, it's not always their fault.
Right. Okay, it might not be.
I will take a little bit of responsibility there.
Yeah.
All right, gents, let's take a quick moment and talk about one of our incredible sponsors, which is Infinite CBD.
The best.
Love Infinite CBD. They offer the cleanest, healthiest, and purest forms of CBD available anywhere in the world. It's hemp that is organically grown in Colorado and pure CBD isolate, testing over 99% CBD, third-party tested. We want to make sure that you guys have great shit. If you guys don't know what CBD is, it is the non-psychoactive chemical in hemp or marijuana. It's not designed to get you high, but it is designed to have many, many different medical benefits. It can help you everything from anxiety to insomnia, depression, physical pain, inflammation, and more. My hands all fucking sprained and fucked up. I've been using the Infinite CBD freezing point on my hand specifically to cure the pain and the inflammation, and it feels so much better. I'm literally moving my hand right now, and I'm thanking Infinite CBD for that reason, because I don't think that I'd be moving my hand without it. Right now, if you go to infinitecbd.com and you use the promo code Lewis15, you save 15% off your entire order. This is a new code. I didn't even realize that we had a new code. It's Lewis15 for 15% off your entire order at infinitecbd.com. It's a great Christmas gift or holiday gift if you have friends that are, sick in the holiday season. What a sad thought that is. If you have a person dying and you want to just give them another few months this holiday season, infinitecbd.com is the website. Use that promo code Lewis15, save 15%. And yeah, that's that. All right, where were we? I want to say real quick, because I want to give plugs in just a second, but Rogan did come into the studio. It was very cool that he rented the studio, and we had him on Legion of Skanks, which was awesome. It's a funny thing, because people are like, dude, why'd you guys puss out with Rogan? Why don't you go hard? You guys got to understand something. When Che comes on Legion of Skanks, when Sal, when somebody like Rogan, these guys are coming on because they believe in what we're doing. And they don't have to. They don't have to. There's a risk in coming on shows like that.
Right.
And they do it because they go, I want to make a statement. And I want to let you guys know that I fucking support what you guys are doing. And we get it. And we know that you guys aren't, you're not alt-right Trump-supporting hate speech assholes. You guys are just being funny. And they do it for that reason. So it's not my job in that moment to fucking troll my friends who are essentially putting some shine on our fucking show.
Yeah.
It's not my job to make them uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's our job to get the best out of people when they're on our shows. And I think sometimes certain guests, it's not going to get the best out of them to fucking throw in a bunch of N-words or just for the sake of doing it, just to see how far we can do it. We have to read the vibe of people in the room sometimes.
Right.
And
And it won't be funny if they shut down.
Yeah, if they shut down, then it becomes a thing where it's like, oh, look, dude, then he fucking pussed out. Guys, sometimes just relax. Just enjoy the show.
What did they want you to go after Rogan about?
Not like go that, after. Like they wanted push, us just to but, go harder than we normally... Or they wanted us to go as hard as we normally go.
Okay, right.
Legion of Skanks goes over the top.
And, yeah.
But it's just like... Yeah, it's just... that's just sort of not the thing. Like, when somebody like that's in studio... it's not always getting that. By the way, it's not even necessarily being somebody that's that famous. It just isn't the vibe sometimes. I remember the Bonnie McFarlane thing. Yeah. She got mad because Pat Dixon was making fun of her retarded sister. I remember I got Bonnie's back on that because I was like, it's Pat's job to sort of read the room at that moment. If it's really bothering her and she's a friend of yours, and it's like, you're not going to really get the best out of her in that moment. So it's like, so why keep on going there, especially if it's legitimately upsetting her? It's just sort of like, I kind of wanted to, I don't know. I just saw a lot of those comments about being like, oh, you guys didn't go hard. And it's like, guys, it's not always just going to be us going hard. Sometimes we get somebody in the room where, Mickey Gall's in the studio. He's a UFC fighter. Am I going to just try to troll him and maybe get him in trouble because he's laughing at some crazy fucking joke?
Yeah.
We do that, but at the same time, I'm not going to do it just to fucking do it,
Yeah, you gotta fucking read the room. See who, Rogan also, people don't understand, everybody that comes on a show like Legion of Skanks has a different way of being funny and a different sense of humor, right? So, like, there are very funny comedians that wouldn't mesh, like Sebastian Maniscalco is very, very funny. He would not mesh probably well on Legion of Skanks. Probably not.
Maybe.
Probably not. You just wouldn't. Mm-hmm. That's just what it's not. You know what I mean? Seinfeld is not for Legion of Skanks. You know what I mean?
That'd be great.
I love Legion of Skanks.
That'd be great if Seinfeld
I would
was on
love
Legion
if Seinfeld was like, yeah, I fucked a 17-year-old. You would too.
Oh, would I?
Yeah.
Right, like, now, if Seinfeld's 17-year-old wife walked in.
Shoshana, she's not his wife, but
whatever she was. Whatever the fuck she was. Oh.
But
he met her on a park bench in Central Park, and she was still in high school.
God bless.
I would love, that's that. My, who's yeah. your favorite, who's your, my Legion of Skanks guest that I really want is Hannah Gadsby. Where if she just started dropping N-bombs, like the whole thing was an act, and she just starts going, she's like, listen. Oh, hey, Gooks, too. And you're like, yes, Anna, yes.
Yeah.
She's my favorite.
Sometimes it works. It doesn't have to be. There's guys who are fucking super liberal that would come on and murder it on that show.
Right.
It's not a political show. If you just have fun with it, if you're silly.
But you know what I mean. Like, there's certain comics that are just not comfortable. There's certain comics that are just not good on podcasts in general.
Yeah. Name some. Go. Name names.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't even do that. Does Patton Oswalt do them? Is he funny?
He was great on Opie and Anthony every time.
Yeah, interesting.
He really rolled with it.
Interesting. Good. Okay. But I mean, now he's like different. Everyone's changed now.
Yeah. I think Patton would do well. I think Patton's really a comic.
You know, you almost got to read, like you're saying, you got to read the room like a comedy room. Sometimes you're going to do a fucking filthy, disgusting set, and other times you're just going to do a regular set. Whatever regular it is, you kind of got to feel the room out.
Sometimes you're just
going
to sit there and let Rogan talk about MMA for an hour.
Right, what? Exactly.
Legion of Skanks.
I'd be good when he was talking about MMA if you just looked at him and went, who cares? Like, that would have been funny if you were like, hey, who cares about that?
Let's, real quick, let's get some plugs before we shift gears. Tim Dillon, what do you got to plug, my brother?
Yeah, great. Thank you. I will be coming to Hyenas in Fort Worth, Texas, November 14th through the 16th, the 20th through the 23rd, Vermont Comedy Club in Burlington, Vermont, the 5th through the 7th, December, Bridgeport, the Stress Factory there, 14th through the 16th. I'll be at Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island. I'll be in Baltimore in January. TimDillonComedy.com for all of those dates. A lot of stuff coming up. Tim Dillon Show, Patreon, and Apple Podcasts, whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
Fuck yeah, Jim Florentine.
On my podcast, Everybody is Awful, on Riotcast. Check it out. Every Monday it comes out. And then I'm on the Creeps with Kids Tour with Bobby Kelly, Rich Voss, and Ron Bennington.
Incredible.
CreepsWithKidsTour.com through the end of November.
What a fucking lineup.
Oh, having a fucking lineup. Blast, man.
I mean, what a lineup. Of dude, it's also great dudes.
Bennington is a fucking rock star. Yeah, I mean, besides his show and everything, him on stage.
Yeah, he's a killer.
He's fucking insane. He's a monster.
Yeah. He's great.
Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics talking shit while we watch a horror movie. And if you're listening live, Capital Wrestling comes back to Hoboken this Friday, the 8th. Should be really fun. $10 ticket show starts at 8 o'clock. Amico Cannonball 2, I Quit Match, come out.
Love it. Yeah, guys, a lot of stuff coming up. First of all, you love the show. Every episode we've done of this show is available on demand at your fingertips, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial to the entire Gas Digital Network platform. $7 a month gives you access to this show, Zach's show, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Jamie Josta's show, Tommy Dreamer from ECW. So many incredible shows. 21 incredible shows. The entire library. Over 8,000 hours of content at your fucking fingertips. Ad-free, uncensored, and more. Also, go to our iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month. We give away a free piece of merch. And you can buy all of our merch at podcastmerch.com, the brand new podcastmerch.com. Sexy new t-shirts. We're going to be doing a pre-release of that Ninja Turtle shirt soon, Zach.
I think it's going to do really good.
It's going to be fucking great. Such a great design. You can even pull that up by my boy, Mr. Balasong. It's on Instagram. I threw it up. But also... The tour is fucking happening, baby boys. Tonight, that's the Ninja Turtle design. How cool is that?
That's beautiful. Cool.
Really cool. Luis J. Gomez presents LuisJGomez.com is the website. Go check out my tour dates. Tonight through Saturday night, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, White Plains Comedy Club on the 22nd. And then me and Metzger are going out. We're going to be kicking things off in Kalamazoo, Michigan on December 5th. The 6th and 7th will be at the Independent Comedy Club in Detroit. Got a couple other gigs without him in there. I'll be at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights on December 13th and 14th. New Year's Eve, Legion of Skanks, the Comedy Store, live podcast and stand-up show. Tim, if you're in town, obviously we want you there.
Yeah, I would love to be involved in that.
Obviously, we'll get you on both. And then I'm back out with Metzger, the American Comedy Company in San Diego at the beginning of January. Punchline in Philly. Boston, Laugh Boston's coming up as well. Hartford, Funny Bone, Albany, Syracuse, Buffalo. We're going all over the fucking place, guys. Indianapolis, Chicago, Fort Wayne. Go to Luis J. Gomez Presents, LuisJGomez.com. Grab your tickets for anything that's available. A lot of those tickets are available right now.
I'm going to come down to Uncle Vinny's tomorrow night.
Oh, awesome, dude.
Yeah, I live down there.
That's awesome, dude. Come do some time.
Yeah, I'm off.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. Come see fucking Florentine. Hang out with us. I'm just doing crowd work. I have no new jokes.
It's a fun club. I've never been there.
I love it. Yeah. It's awesome, dude. It's fucking great. It's exactly what you think it is.
Yeah. It's perfect Jersey.
Fucking Jersey meatheads.
Bring your own liquor in.
Yeah, BYOB, which I love.
Here's
the thing. Yeah. I don't know why. All right, cut the music. I don't know why I don't advertise BYOB more. That's a cool thing.
Oh, dude, when we did that cupcake shop, the BYOB.
It was Zach's idea.
That was us. Yeah, I'm the one who got booked at a cupcake shop.
Yeah.
Dude, what that cupcake people,
shop?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. It was BYOB. Literally, the crowd just had bottles of Evan Williams in front of each table. People were annihilated.
Yeah,
I get was fucking, so fun.
I just buy a bottle of Woodford. I keep it in the green room slash
nothing wrong with that
office.
Nothing wrong with that
slash closet. And yeah, I just get fucking hammered this whole week. It's Justin Silver tonight with me, Mike Feeney the rest of the week. So
wow, well that is a great crew.
I love I love just a blue collar shit town.
Absolutely,
that's where you got to do comedy.
It's because those, you know what it is.
That's why I was telling Jim before you got here. To me, comedy now in Tampa or Cincinnati is so much
Tampa's
more fun.
Maybe my favorite town.
I love Tampa. They love being shit on.
Boston,
yeah. Get it.
Boston and Tampa. Are
Boston's
the two,
great.
Two big
but
ones.
Like New York and LA to me now, I'm like the audiences. I like everybody's a hedge fund manager or an actor. It's who cares? Why you know?
Comedy.
It's for rich. It's people too rich.
It was an escape for
yes.
most people, right?
And
for us
right.
and for them.
Yes.
The connection that the comedian has with the audience. Is that is sort of the common ground, right? Is the fact that we're sort of all escaping in that exact moment. We
yeah.
all are breathing together, so to say, in the comedy club. We're laughing
yeah.
together. And I think there is a separation in New York and LA. There definitely is the audience has almost an air of, you know, make me laugh, clown.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, there's
they're
some...
better. They act like they're better than you.
You know what you never
Whereas
hear
in any
York...
other town, you feel they make you feel like you're appreciated. They make you feel
like.
You
know what like... says thank you in New York
yeah.
after a show? Nobody goes, hey, thanks.
No.
Like a few people. But you go to Tampa, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Nebraska, wherever, they're always like, hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for coming. Thanks for
yeah.
coming here. Thanks
yeah.
for coming here.
I mean,
thanks
it's
you know,
for
it's
the,
nice.
It's a big deal for them. I mean, it's also, you know, whatever. I get it. There's fucking
a lot in
New York City. There's
yeah.
so much going
it's
on.
So
I, mean,
much
I can
do.
I can go and see the most elite of the most elite. Like you're going to see real fucking Broadway. You ever go to some shit town and you're like, yeah, we're gonna go to a Broadway show. It's like,
yeah.
you call that Broadway?
Yeah, there's no Broadway.
You out of your fucking mind. There's no.
Dummy.
It's not New York. You fucking idiot.
Dummy.
Broadway in fucking Houston.
Yeah, you know. See, I was in Houston with Kreischer, and then I was talking to these two kids. They were theater kids, and I said, "So what's the deal? Like you leave here and then you move to what? New York or L.A.?" They go, "They're like, no, actually, Houston's got the third largest performing arts scene in the country. We'll just stay here." And I laughed in their face. I was like, what are you, stupid? I said, Lizzo's ass is the fourth largest performing arts scene in the country. You fucking... I was like, just admit you're a fucking failure and
yeah.
you're sick scared.
Yeah.
I think a lot of woke culture in general is the rejection of working class entertainment.
Yeah, well, it's rejection 100%. Yeah, I agree.
Who needed Stern? People
right.
that had to get up at 5 a.m. and work in a fucking
Well, that's what people
night.
Don't understand about like race jokes, for example. My cousin like loads a truck and him and all these Spanish guys, all they do is make race jokes and it's hilarious. And that's how they bond and become-
Work in a kitchen.
Yeah, 100%. But people that have never had those jobs, people that just went to Ivy League schools and work at like newspapers or media companies or anything like that, they don't understand that lowbrow racial humor is, not only is it not racist, it overcomes racism. It makes people feel more comfortable with each other.
It takes
100%.
The weirdness out of the situation.
Right.
The elephant in the room is that the fact that we're different. Right?
Yes.
We
right.
all, you know, we know it. We see it. You know, the whole idea that we don't see color, what a stupid, ignorant thing, right?
Right.
Almost, in my opinion, more racist. The idea it's like the people that pretend not to see color, it's like, no, you're being a phony right now and we're not having real color. We're starting off at a very disingenuous place. So how can
right.
we even go any further along in this relationship or conversation when we have this fucking fake thing right there?
Yes.
So, yeah, I think... I'm sorry, I lost my fucking train of thought.
Jews. 9/11.
The problem with 9/11 is not enough Jews died. A lot of people say that. I'm not saying that, but a lot of people are saying
that. Is
that.
The
Almost
talk
like
around
somebody
the water
called
cooler.
Them and told them to stay home.
That is the talk around town.
All right. We have an update here on the McDonald's CEO.
Oh, somebody else had a go, too.
What happened?
A second high-powered person had a leave.
What a company.
Another McDonald's.
Another
executive.
McDonald's one? Oh, no.
Because he was banging one of the employees.
Yeah,
when doesn't that happen? That happens everywhere.
It was some weird title, like Director of People. Like something that I don't know what they do.
That's like
he directed
a,
that person's lips onto my cock.
I feel like there's some human trafficker that's like, no, I'm a director of people. Yeah. You know, like I want to be called. I want it's, something on my business silly, card.
But I saw a second like high powered executive had to leave over whatever the fuck's going on.
But this guy's getting a $70 million payout. I mean, at what point? Do you
Yeah,
just, like,
I mean, what? Come on, he wins. Great.
He should have fucked some more.
Worth
he's
it.
Get that money.
He just want what? It, what? So what was wrong? He was just fucking an employee.
What'd you say, Shannon?
The HR boss is the person who resigned.
The homo retard boss?
Yeah.
Get out of town.
The HR boss was just McDonald's? Fucking people.
Oh, that guy's awesome. He knew the ins and outs.
He knew.
Yeah.
He just wanted a little filet of fish. The filet of fish is so good.
And the CEO, his severance pay was $700,000. And then he gets limited stocks that
which
have
is 70 million.
Yeah, the price can go up to, they were saying up to 85 million, but approximately 70 million.
Do you like the filet fish? You're ethnic. Ethnic people like filet fish.
My problem is I didn't start liking fish until I was older.
That's it. That's when you grow up poor, you don't get good fish.
I'm not going, I just would never go to McDonald's
for
fish.
It's a great, do you like the filet fish?
No.
Interesting.
No.
Black people love it. I love it.
Yeah. Well,
it's good.
It's not, I mean, I've tried it before and it's okay. I just, it's got a weird texture.
I got to be honest with you. McDonald's really isn't good. Like when you eat, you really realize you're like, oh, this was good when we were kids. It was literally nothing else.
Yeah.
Then you have like Five Guys Shake Shack. It's just, you're like, oh, it's just bad. Like McDonald's is like decent breakfast and shit.
No, I would argue the breakfast.
The breakfast is good, but you'll have a burger at McDonald's. You're like, yeah, this is never, this is nowhere near what it could be.
But once again, it's like you're living in New York City, you're living in LA. There's so many incredible options. You go on the road, you're a trucker. You're fucking, it is what it is. It's Roy Rogers.
Right.
McDonald's or fucking
some strange guys come. Yeah, it's a weird dinner.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
how do you know it's not good?
Tim Dillon's got a different trajectory on the road than me.
No, that's dinner options. They'll tell you that. It's nothing to do with sexuality. They'll tell you, they'd be like, there's a McDonald's, there's Arby's, but that's about 4 miles down, or you could just suck off this trucker.
$70 million. Wow. Wow.
It's a good amount of money.
What's the first thing you buy, Tim? You get $70 million.
$70 million for a private island called Little St. James. No, I think you buy just a fucking house. You buy a dope apartment in New York, like a sick townhouse, and just have a nice party and
die of a cocaine overdose.
Yeah.
Yeah, start another restaurant and fuck that staff too.
I would do. This is why I like Lewis, because me and Lewis would do something. Here's what I would want more than a house, more than a boat, more than a man. I would want a business. Yeah. I would buy a restaurant because I need something to do. Nobody says this when they get a lot of money. I would want a thing. Like, you have enough money with $70 million to just, I'm going to go, I'm opening a restaurant.
What's this? Well,
in New York, like in Manhattan. You need like $5 million to
do that. Would the CEO of McDonald's be able to franchise, like 3,000 McDonald's restaurants?
Call it McDowell's.
That's
like,
what I would do. Yeah. What is the safest investment? What do they say? Is it?
That's no fun. With $70 million, anything you want. You could take $70 million. You could take $10 million. Think about this, and pretty much do whatever you wanted, and then still have $60 million.
There's like really safe investments,
apartment
right?
Apartment buildings.
Like, oh yeah, real estate.
In states where you could throw them out in 30 days. In Florida, you get thrown out in 30 days. You don't pay your rent.
Yeah.
In New York, New Jersey, you can hang for fucking 3 years before they throw you out. So, and then storage sheds.
Buying
huge.
Storage sheds?
Yeah, the storage sheds.
Human trafficking.
Because people always got to put their shit in there.
Florentine's investment.
Yeah, I love how Florentine's investment.
It's all from fucking the A&E channel.
Yeah. Right. Florentine's got to be able to throw them out in 30 days.
My family's all investments and shit like that, so I got a bunch of money in that stuff.
Ice road
and
trucks.
You fucking throw them out in 30 days. That's great.
Intervention, rehabs, ice road truckers.
You got to take your chance by going into a pawnbroker.
But I would love to own a restaurant just because it's fun. You know,
those are 18-hour days, though. You own it, and you got to deal with a lot of headaches.
I know, because he did that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Larry David's like, I just want to walk around a restaurant, greet people. Because now, obviously, my restaurant would fail. But maybe not. I don't know. But I would just want to do it to walk around. Like, I'd want to have the concept, the food. I'd get a guy like you. I'd get some lunatic like Michelle. We would all sit down. I think it would be fun as fuck to open a restaurant.
I want to look. I'm going to open a comedy club eventually. I already have fucking big plans for this. Okay?
That I have no interest in.
But a restaurant would be tough.
I talked to Paul Italia at the Stand, and I'm like, I just put me in, coach.
Yeah.
Like, let me get this mural off the wall.
Timmy, I got some ideas.
Fire the staff.
Timmy, I got some ideas for restaurants.
I know you do. I would. I'm telling you, I would not mind being in business with you.
Always brunch is my one idea.
Okay, that we're not doing. But I like. I like your thinking, but you're neither the wrong thoughts.
It's a restaurant. Check this out. It's always brunch.
No, I know that.
It's always brunch.
But here's the problem with that. People don't want brunch all the time. Jimmy might have heard this idea before. It's called a diner. Here's why brunch is special. Ready? Because it's fucking brunch. Like you start.
You can't wear it out.
It's called the diner. It's the diner.
No, it's not a diner. It's a limited menu. There's specific a diner.
Tell me you have other ideas, please. Not this is not your one idea.
What about your?
It's a diner if you throw out most of the pages of the menu.
Right.
What about your cook that's got a coke problem and is not showing up and is hungover and your staff doesn't come in? Then you got to take over.
No, I have. He's a sous chef.
Yeah, Lewis is not
going to cook. Do you think I'm going to fucking?
He's a sous chef. Yeah, Lewis is not stepping in to start making omelets.
All right. What about the other one? I don't know the name because I'm sure this name already exists, but Keto Kitchen.
That's interesting.
Where it's just all keto options.
Interesting.
Because there's not many places. You got to find like your fucking very places, hard. Right? But delicious keto options.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Interesting.
For keto every kitchen. Fucking muscle.
But wait, what happens in a year from now when the keto fad is over and there's some other diet
then
out
we
there?
Turn it into, it's called muffins.
Yeah, turn it to McDonald's.
Turn it to McDonald's. I would like to do, now here's, you can't do a restaurant like this now because but I'd like a safari restaurant, kind of like a high-end rainforest cafe, like where everyone feels like an African dictator, and you've got like tiger chairs and everything, something like that.
They bring out a waitress and they cut off her clit every hour.
That, like, you would get so in trouble for that now, but like think of like a diamond mine, high-end African.
Do you serve like exotic meats?
Yes, you have exotic meat.
It's like toucan?
It's like a rainforest cafe, but it's real, like high-end.
Yeah.
And you call it like Sierra Leone. But you would get real in trouble. And it would just be rich white people like dancing in like an African.
I mean, elephant footstools.
Yeah, I would love it. But I think that there's probably an article going to be written.
For $2,500, you can kill a baby giraffe.
Yeah, it's like that type of stuff. Like you have a blood, like one of the cocktails is called the Blood Diamond. And it's a red martini. And it's got a little hand of one of the miners who's got blown off, like a little arm sticking out of it. Fun. Why can't you have fun anymore?
I'm with you.
I'm with you.
The theme restaurant, that's over now too, right?
It's really over.
Nobody cares about that.
You go into like a Fridays and stuff, and you almost feel like it closed 10 years ago, and none of these people know.
Yeah.
They're like, hi, welcome to Friday. It's like, it's over. You're released. Go.
But I don't mind.
I know. No one thanks God it's Friday anymore.
Yeah, no one thanks God. Don't.
It's those restaurants, though, when you're in a small town, those are sort of a godsend. Because you can't experiment, you know, like these are, when you go to a small town, it's like the food could be so fucking bad. I would rather just go to a fucking Olive Garden or a Fridays or
it's
a Chili's.
It's like the classic Rock of Eating. They want to hear that same
Waffle
song
House?
Over again. They want to hear it bad to the bone. They want to go to the Applebee's. They want to go to the Waffle House.
Well, that's part
House.
Of the thing. The reason that people are fat is that shit.
Yeah.
Like you go to Waffle House, you're like, you can't eat here on any semi-regular basis.
You can add another waffle for $1. You're like, all right, I guess I'm having five more
it's
fucking
like, dude,
waffles
you
right
gotta
now.
You got to go to Waffle House, ironically, as a joke, once every 2 years. Like you can't. Like you go to Waffle House and you start like I was at Waffle House and people there like were known by name. They're like, hey, Bill. I'm like, oh, no, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Like you could shame those people. Doesn't matter. You could be like, you're fat. You shouldn't be fat. They still go to Waffle House. They don't. They're just they've given up on life.
I got a new level of fat because I postmated fucking IHOP to my house. Like, I didn't even have to go to IHOP. I got pancakes brought to me.
The fattest thing I've ever done. This was years ago. I was in Baskin Robbins and I got like a sundae and a cone and I was dunking the cone into the sundae. And this was like years and years ago. But that was like the fattest thing I've ever
it's not
done.
That fat. Dunking a cone into a Subway?
No, a sundae. Like yeah, two things. And I mean.
Oh, there was ice cream in the cone as well?
Yeah. And I was just going like this. Very fat. What? My friend said to me, my friend goes, this is the. I got in the car and he goes, this is the fattest thing I've ever
I
seen.
I thought what you did was you had like a cone separately from the cup and you were like, because that's actually a great idea.
It's a great idea. But I had a fucking. Because I'm
almost
not a
like
cup.
Like guacamole. The ice cream is a guacamole.
I had an ice cream cone and then I had a sundae with sprinkles. And fudge in it, and I just went. I was jamming the cone.
All right, at brunch all day. I think one of the desserts is going to be our take on chips and salsa dip, but it's with ice cream. It's going to be our Mexican.
I got to be honest with you. This I kind of like.
Chips are cone
with covered in chocolate.
Some of them maybe.
Yeah. Some
and then
of them
you
are.
You dip it into the your guacamole mix, and you could have different things within that.
I go one bigger ice cream nachos.
No, no, no. Don't
that's what you just call it.
That's what we're... Yeah. That, yeah.
That's how it's
done. You call it that, but so we have a bowl of ice cream that you dip your cone into.
Yeah, but the cone is shaped like chips.
Like I know. Hey, I get it.
Tostitos.
Right. I get it.
Yeah.
And then you dip it into the ice cream.
Yeah.
See, I got to be honest with you. If you had 60 million, you could do this and people would have to take you seriously. Like you'd have to sit down with restaurant consultants and say these ideas and they'd have to go, well, that's interesting. Like that's what money buys you. Money buys you legitimacy. So like yeah. we're just talking about this. That people in suits would have to sit down and go, Mr. Gomez wants ice cream nachos. We're going to give him ice cream nachos. And if this goes.
What?
No.
Wait.
No. We invented this.
No, Lewis.
I invented this.
Lewis, no.
All right, what about this? What about a taco made of ice cream? Like some sort of Choco taco,
you dumb fuck.
Sort of Choco taco.
Choco taco. Lewis is like, what about meat between bread and cheese?
What a sandwich.
What would that be
it's
called?
It's a sandwich. I invent things all the time, and then I found out they're fucking invented. I invented the ice cream on a donut, and then I found out people are doing it. You go to Dunkin' Donuts and you get an old fashioned. Tim, you're gonna love this one. You get an old fashioned donut, throw it in the microwave for 30 seconds.
I already do.
Then
go on. Something I'd already.
A scuba do. Ice cream. You throw it on top and it just melts into the cake. It's fucking
yeah.
Retarded.
You invented that?
I invented that.
Okay, because I've been doing that for decades. Donuts are not good unless you get them a little hot.
Yeah.
One of the best things you could do is take an Entenmann's chocolate donut and just heat it just a little bit so the icing gets like, it's not bleeding all over the place, but it's a little hot, and then just eat it, you know?
Yeah. It's incredible.
Entenmann's we're just fun, poor
we're just
people.
Just fat guys. You gave up on your keto diet, I'm assuming, Tim.
That's not only in New York. I'm not keto in New York because it's very hard to be keto in New York.
No, it's not. There's it's no difference.
Very, yes, it
There's
is.
There's no difference.
They have pizza, pasta, and bagels in LA. They don't have any of that.
Too bad there's not a keto cafe.
LA, here's the deal.
Imagine there was a keto kitchen here.
LA food's not good. So that's the reason it's easy to stay in shape there. The food is not good.
That's not true.
You're that's absolutely
wrong.
True.
Tim, you got to go out there. Keto kitchen. Look at my website.
What,
thank
what
you very much for building my website.
What food in LA is good?
This is a place called Keto Kitchen.
Yeah, it's in Ibiza though.
Ibiza?
Yeah, that.
What Ibiza. Food in LA do you think is literally good?
I found out it's not Ibiza. Do you know it's Ibiza?
Ibiza.
Oh, to you it's nothing because you don't go.
I will never
it's not
be able
Ibiza,
to go, yeah.
It's not Ibiza.
How much is it to go to Ibiza?
I mean, you could technically go, but that's not your scene. It's not your scene of like, you know, high end people. No. Like, you know, that's not what you want. But LA food's trash, dude. Why are you defending it? It's taco trucks. It's people eating over lit garbage fires.
He's got to know where to go.
Like where?
He's got to know where to go, Dougie.
Like where?
I've been to a bunch of great restaurants.
You can't. They're so good you don't know the names of any of them.
I don't know the name of my son. I have difficulty remembering things, okay?
It's James. It's the whitest name ever.
Hems. It's Hems.
I love how Lewis is like, his name is James Sullivan. It's like, what about Gomez? You're like, no, it's not.
James Patrick Sullivan.
Now, your name is James Patrick Sullivan, and you're a white man. You're a what? He's a what? But it's hard in New York. It's hard. Listen, New York, you know this food. LA, everything closes at 10. New York, you walk by a deli, they got a sandwich. I walk by delis, people hand me, Arabs just hand me meat.
Yeah, I mean.
They hand me sandwiches. They want me in there. They want me to start patronizing.
Have you tried the new Popeye's chicken sandwich?
No, I should.
I haven't tried it. People talk about it like it's the fucking second coming of Christ. It's been a while now. I still haven't been able. I saw it available on an airport, and I just didn't have time to
get
it.
Dude, I bet it's fine. I mean, Long Island's got good diner sandwiches. The Chick-fil-A is good. It was really good chicken sandwich. I bet the Popeye's
feeling that's
is
what
good.
It's going to be. It's going to be Chick-fil-A.
I bet version. It's the chicken is crunchier at Popeye's and bet, you know, it's probably a better.
Popeye's is great. It's,
Popeye's
it's
is great.
Fucking delicious. There was
but
a,
you know what? KFC was good back in the day.
I worked at KFC, and I respect the fucking colonel.
Thank you.
There was another fight. This time there was a fatal stabbing, right? Or wait, is this Does It Live? Is there video?
Okay, no, the videos that I have are from other fights over the sandwich. But okay. In the stabbing, there's no video.
Damn
two
it.
People got into a fight. Someone.
Cut. Either way, we should do a Does It Live. Find a good Does It Live, Nate, while we're doing this segment. Good, show me what you have.
Do you want to see the fight or do you want to hear about the stabbing?
Both.
Okay, so for the stabbing, someone cut another person in line. They started, you know, having a little bit of a fight in the store. They went outside, and then one guy stabbed the other, and he died, and it was just over getting the chicken sandwich.
It's not, though.
It was
that could happen anywhere if you cut somebody in line.
It's, yeah, it's another thing, because people are like, that person was stabbed over $3. It's like, no, he was stabbed over respect.
That's a good point.
Okay.
And I wonder if...
Are you reading your father's obituary?
Yeah. He goes, now, this guy goes to jail, and he's got to explain to people why he's in there.
Guy
like,
he's got to
do, like, scared straight with the kids. He's got to be like, listen, man. I don't know. I'm just doing a black voice, but I don't know if that's... He's probably white.
You know what he was.
Listen, man. Yeah. I was hungry, and I made the wrong choice. But you kids, you got your whole lives ahead of you.
Yeah.
Go to McDonald's.
I think you can do that voice. I don't think he stabbed him because he was waiting to write about it on his fucking food blog.
That's true.
Oh, George Lopez actually did a similar video to what you're saying, Tim.
Wait a minute. What? Is this the... We just find out we're all hacks this whole episode?
Let's see.
There's multiple incidents.
Getting killed over some pussy is really the only way to go. Not a chicken sandwich.
He looks horrible.
We need to get our priorities. Listen, man. If there's beef between Chick-fil-A and Popeyes, and the colonel don't want no part of that stuff, but listen, people, don't kill yourself over some chicken. Okay, listen, there's so many hormones and these chicken breasts that you find so delicious. I got my period last week.
That was, Shannon, it was nothing like I did at all.
What are you talking about, Shannon?
Shannon, it was completely not at all like what I did.
Also, what the fuck is TMZ? That's a TV show.
Correct.
That just, what the fuck was that?
Where's this fight, Shannon?
There you go.
Let's see.
See, they're white.
Holy fuck!
Yep, checks out.
It's so slippery and greasy on the floor.
Right. Dude, this is a whole restaurant yelling world star.
Look, he's sliding across the floor. Like it's risky business. Oh!
Oh my God!
Good fight.
I love, they're fighting in the kitchen.
I saw...
was that a customer or was that people back? People that worked at the store?
Great question.
That was the CEO.
That was Mr. Popeye. It
gets wild.
Popeye's gets it popping.
Yeah.
The Popeye's on 14th Street.
Yeah.
Used to have for years had a big sign that said, We Delivery. W-E really? Space Delivery.
Yeah.
And that made it for years.
It actually said Weed Delivery. Somebody just, so what, Shannon? This is a stupid Shannon topic of the day. A dog learns to talk using a soundboard.
Yeah. I actually found this on World Star Hip Hop.
Let's go to a retarded Shannon topic.
If you just show a clip of Lewis using the soundboard, you will be so funny.
Shannon's retarded ass story of the day. Because Lewis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, yeah.
What happened here, Shannon?
Here's the video.
The dog is learning nothing.
Yeah, it's just hitting
buttons. Pressing
buttons.
Okay. Just in the...
Black guy.
Yeah, right.
Attack.
Happy ball want outside.
High crime rate.
Happy ball want outside.
Play with your ball.
And then he goes to the door. Aw.
That's how they trained Shannon when she was a girl. They were like, clean, cook.
That's just like...
Take punch.
Now, did he go to the door because he wanted to go outside or because he heard the thing say outside and he knows outside means go to the door?
That dog...
Because he said he wants to go outside.
I hope they put that dog down tonight.
Yeah, I wonder what the other one said.
I hope there's a button that says twisted stomach.
Yeah. No.
Ball.
Yeah, that's fucking retarded, Shannon.
Yeah, what a shock, a dog wants to go outside.
There was a... That's the problem with the internet. It's like everyone wants to have like an interesting story. I saw this other story the other day. Kim showed it to me. I almost wish I could fucking hear. I'll read it off my phone because I don't want to pull up the pictures of these kids. That's the truth. Here we go. So this mom posted a picture of her son and another kid from his... Here, I'll show you, Zach.
Oh, I've seen this, yeah.
This one. Oh, it's infuriating. Okay, yeah. So here, you could actually see it. It's a little black kid and a little white kid wearing the same outfit, right? And it's a Facebook post, and it's from the mom, and it says, late last night, Miles went on and on about how he had to be twins with a boy in class for twin day because they look exactly the same. Same eyes, same hair. He was adamant that they were identical. So after the kids went to bed, I headed to Walmart at 9 p.m. to get matching outfits. Their teacher sent me this picture today. My heart melted. Obviously, two very different children, but Miles didn't see that. Wouldn't the world be such a better place if we could all view it through the eyes of a couple five-year-olds?
Ugh.
Like Miles, what? Like Miles saw himself as being the same as this black kid.
It was the same video as the white and a black kid hugging each other on the street from 3 weeks ago. She's just trying to top it. It's
just
the same thing.
Didn't happen.
I've also seen that story before.
Yeah, the same exact story.
Here's the thing, the white and the black kid hugging each other, you didn't see, the black kid stabbed him. Yeah. You didn't see that at all, but that's...
I just hate that. It's just so cringy and annoying, and you can't fucking call it. You can't be like, I literally wanted to comment and be like, you cunt. You lying fucking cunt bitch. I hate you, you fucking liar. But I'm hateful, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, people are just looking for attention.
Yeah.
They want that positivity shit, you know. Yes, everybody loves each other. It's fine.
I hate it.
It's the same woman that lives in the white neighborhood, you know. She checked it out before she moved in there and make sure there wasn't some blacks around in the school. What the percentage of whites were in the school.
Of course.
That's the same woman that did that. Right. They have a couple black kids in the class, so she's, hey, I'm a white woman, so let me.
Yeah, she grabbed one of them and said, how about we do a picture?
My son is literally the only brown kid in his class.
So he goes private?
I don't discuss where my son goes to school.
Okay. But he goes to
fucking savages.
But he goes to a not public.
I don't discuss where my son goes to school. These fucking
I hope you're not sending him to public school.
I
it's free.
Where people have babies in the class.
I have Dave Smith homeschooling him.
Okay. Very good. Fair enough. That makes sense.
all right, we got a couple more minutes here. Do we have a Does It Live? Nate, did you find one?
Can we just scam that Jew?
We did the scams the other day. Sorry.
They're bad.
Yeah, they were okay. We just have no new ones yet.
I can show one, but it's really not. There's a gory element to it. I think it'd be best to leave it.
Well, now I want to see it.
All right, give me a moment.
Just Shannon changing a tampon.
What is it?
Solid joke right there.
What other ones do you have?
What drops?
Yeah.
Blame Shannon.
That's when Shannon fucks up, or
do you have Yamanika being like, these guys don't know shit?
Oh yeah, that's for Guess the News. We didn't have to guess any news today. We knew all the news today.
These guys don't know shit.
Go ahead. What do we got here, Nate? Let's see. Wait, we'll do the intro music. Does it live or does it die?
Does it live or does it die?
That's it. I'm going to be honest with you. It doesn't look good for this guy.
No.
Oh, boy.
Seems fine.
All right, let's see. Okay.
Oh!
What the fuck?
I don't think he lived.
Can we see that again?
Did his head come off his body?
That's what it looked like, but there's no
doggy.
I don't think he lived.
Let's see.
That's fake.
Yeah. Not why it looks. Fake. Was it maybe a hat that
his head?
Off?
His head pops off. That's fake.
No.
But watch it again. There's no way.
I was saying it looks like a really inefficient way to take your hat off.
Let's see.
Yeah, he's got a hat on.
No, that was his head, dude.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. It looks like his whole head
came off
his body. It
looks like there's no way, though. Is that possible?
It wouldn't slice like that quick. It
wouldn't slice like that.
It was a branch.
Can we see it again? It is kind of fun.
Well, we know this guy won't be becoming branch manager at his job.
Just one more time.
That was good. Give me a little bit of feedback here. Did we find anything? What happened? If that's real, that has to be the most famous story from fucking whatever shit town in Ireland that is.
That looked Mexican to me.
What is it, Nate?
That guy lived. And there is video, I'm finding it right now, of him in the aftermath, like in the hospital. Like he's awake and his whole face, it looks like the Predator. It's like just open.
But his head was beheaded.
That was just his hat.
That was like his hat and bits of his face, but not his, like his head didn't come off.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's fine.
What's he look like now?
I'll find it, but it's not good. All right. Give me a moment.
Jesus Christ.
It's fine.
There was one of those videos we watched on that,
The Gauntlet?
The Gauntlet, yeah, where the fucking guy, like, he jumped, I think he went, like, oh, dude, he, like, dove into water, and there was, like, something in the water, and it just, I mean, his fucking head was cut in half, but he was still alive, and, like, his
eyes. What was in the water?
I don't know, dude. It just fucking, whatever it was, like, there was something under the water, and it fucking was horrific. Horrific, dude. Oh, my God.
What do you mean? His head was cut in half?
It was like split down the fucking middle, and like you, both of his eyes were like moving. He was like, oh, dude.
It's rough.
Yeah. Not good.
Probably comedy.
Probably could start doing stand up, to be honest.
Yeah.
I should also say, I didn't plug this before. Skankfest presale is sold out. The general sale and single day passes are going on sale on December 9th. We are announcing a lot of the lineup. Who knows? Maybe some people in this room could be on the Skankfest lineup.
Ooh.
Who knows who's going to be there this year? The biggest Skankfest ever. Right. I mean, we've already sold more tickets under presale than we've ever done before. Do not wait to get your tickets. I'm going to tell you right now.
Where's it? Houston?
Houston, Texas. Secret group. Big outdoor stage.
When is this?
March 27th or 29th.
Great.
It's going to be fucking incredible, guys. Going to be incredible.
It's an outdoor stage?
Outdoor stage.
Interesting.
Couple indoor stages, couple outdoor stages.
Yeah, that secret group stage is cool. I went inside.
Awesome.
And they got those little rooms in there. Yeah, it's a great venue.
That venue's fucking fire. So we're going to have a lot of fun down in Houston. I guess that guy lived. That's fun. All right, so Nate, let's go with your dumb Australian story of the day.
I have oh my God, I'm looking at the aftermath.
Yeah,
we got to
save it. Come on. Oh, the aftermath, you have it?
Yes, you can.
Oh.
Whoa. He looks fine.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I told you.
No,
he looks fine.
Stop.
It's
stop.
Get it off, Shannon. Get it off.
Just get it off. What
it's
the fuck,
fine.
Dude?
Fine. He doesn't look bad at all.
He lived.
Oof.
I mean, he was blinking.
Oh, Lewis.
Does it blink?
Lewis, have you never been to the Bronx? This is
Whoa.
That was fucking nuts.
It ain't great.
I thought it was like fake, like it was a Halloween mask.
Yeah.
I thought it was fake. And then when you look at it, you're like, oh, fuck.
I mean, what would you fucking do? What would you do?
Wouldn't you just be like, you got to kill me?
I think he...
Yeah, first...
I think he said, kill me.
Hand me a pen and paper.
I mean, also, how did he not see that was going to be a problem when he was, like, on the thing?
I don't think he thought the branch was going to come that way and swing at him.
Yeah.
He just thought it was going to fall straight to the
ground.
Is my face red.
Turns out Nietzsche is metal. That was fucking crazy, dude. That was one of the most horrific injuries I've ever seen, but he lived. See, Nate, you tricked us.
What's
there.
He doing now, Nate? Podcast.
He's assigning him to the networks.
So. He just works for a donut shop as their mascot.
It is tough. That is gruesome. That was gruesome.
Yeah, that was brutal.
What are you gonna do?
Not fun.
I'm starving.
I am too. What are we doing? What are you doing for the meeting?
I know Ralph said he's got something organized.
Is it good? Is it healthy food though, or unhealthy?
That's all he said.
I'm on an unhealthy kick right now, so this motherfucker better do some unhealthy.
He's on. What's the opposite of keto?
Yeah.
Neato. Neato. Some ice cream.
Fucking fat fuck diet. I'm just so fat right now.
New York is very bad. You have to move to LA and become sexy.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see, Timmy. I'm still waiting for you to fucking start losing weight here.
Got it. First of all, I lost a lot. I lost a lot of weight.
Don't you put your finger in my face.
Now I'm gaining it back, but I lost a lot of fucking weight. I dropped 30 pounds.
I told you not to do keto, Tim. Didn't I say not to do keto?
No.
It's not sustainable.
You don't
for
know
a guy any, like you.
You don't know anything about anything.
I know everything about everything.
That's not true. I'll listen to Brendan Schaub, who drives an Aston Martin. Thanks.
But Brendan Schaub is a fucking athlete, okay? Brendan Schaub
is an Aston Martin.
No, let me explain. Brendan Schaub is an ass.
You showed up here in a skateboard.
Martin. No, I didn't show up on a skateboard. I'm too fat
Brendan
to get on my skateboard
Brendan Schaub is the best comedian in the country right now. Look at me. Have you seen his stuff?
Yeah.
He's the best. So I will take advice from him.
Brendan Schaub, let me explain to him. He might be, there's a good chance he's the best comedian of our generation, okay?
Yes.
That's neither here nor there.
Prolific.
This is nothing
he's
to
our
do.
Hicks.
This has nothing to do with his amazing,
I understand the keto because he's an athlete. I was a swimmer when I was a child, Lewis, and I was a great swimmer. I'll beat you in a race, and I'll beat him in a race in swimming. I'll kick his ass in swimming.
Tim, Brendan Schaub knows nothing about being fat and getting in shape.
That's a good point.
Okay, he's a fucking athlete.
Okay.
He knows nothing. Okay, he's not had the struggle that I've had to have. I was 330 pounds senior year of high school, or first year of college, I should say. Okay, and Jesus. Then I got fucking abs. You don't listen to fucking Brendan Schaub's. If it's about writing fucking jokes,
yes.
You go to Schaub.
Of course.
Okay, you go to fucking Schaub, you take his writing workshop, possibly, okay?
Please edit this out.
They call it a workshop.
My L.A. friends, we don't have comedy to take workshop. This abuse. We don't have to take this abuse in L.A. We have mansions, and we all drive Maseratis. We don't have to take this abuse from these low-level bodega rats.
So, but then we're not talking about fucking comedy writing. We're not talking about...
We're not talking about high-level, prolific comedian Brendan Schaub.
Yeah, it's his workshop. You get his online course.
So you need somebody that would. So since Brendan was never fat, he has no say.
He doesn't know what
it.
The
so
fuck.
You need a guy that was fat.
You need a guy that was a big pig. That's who I take advice. Right. I only take advice from financial advice from guys who've been bankrupted 5 times.
Well, no. But
you get your point.
You get financial
Rogan,
advice from not a guy who was fucking gifted.
Rogan and him don't understand what it's like to be fat, or what it's. They don't know what their bodies are like when you're fat. No, I get that.
No, they have no fucking. Yeah. I know what it's like to be a fat guy. I know what it's like to be in shape. I know both sides of baby
boy. You know it all.
Okay. I want it all.
You make a couple of good points.
I do make a bunch of good points.
All right.
Okay.
Fair.
I'm
fair. Egg on my face and in my mouth.
Yeah. All over your chest.
All over.
On your butt cheeks.
Eggs everywhere.
Egg just all over the place.
Eggs.
All right. Let's see. Last thing we'll talk about before we get the fuck out of here. What is the Cool Hand Luke egg eating challenge? What is that?
Well, apparently in the film, he claims to eat 50 eggs, 50 hard-boiled eggs. So people try to do it, and this guy in Russia tried to do it, and when he ate the 42nd one, he fell unconscious, and then within the hour, he was dead.
Cholesterol.
Yeah, it's not a good move.
You shouldn't do that challenge.
It's not a good move.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Paul Newman probably didn't eat 50 in the movie.
Probably not, yeah.
They might have made some cuts.
Where do you stand on eggs?
What do you mean?
Mostly egg whites and a few yolks in there. If you're going to have four.
A lot of people say.
Two egg whites, two yolks.
Yeah. A lot of people say the yolks are good. Where do you stand? I have like two eggs in the.
Timmy.
Yeah.
If you think that yolk.
Yeah.
Is the difference for you. You're out of your fucking mind. That's not what you need to do. Okay? Don't worry about egg yolks.
No.
Have as many egg yolks as you fucking want.
I understand
want.
That. That's what Brendan Schaub said. Eggs are good.
Can so we smash cut Brendan. Back to Lewis telling that guy to eat as many cans of tuna?
Oh, yeah. I was giving advice to my fans. They were like, what are you doing? I was like, dude, tuna all day. Tuna in the morning, tuna in the evening, tuna at supper time. And then a doctor wrote it and was like, dude, do not tell people to eat tuna. You'll get mercury poisoning if you eat tuna more than like 5 times a week.
Oh, interesting. It's interesting. Certain foods, if you eat too much of it, you just die. Like,
well,
42
I think
eggs,
that's,
you just die.
Don't they have like food eating competitions? I've seen ones with eggs specifically where.
Yeah, but that might be somebody that's.
Like a deviled egg eating competition, which is delicious. I love those. Really?
Yeah, but dude, it's too many of them is not good.
I mean, I'll eat deviled eggs all day. I'm doing Thanksgiving at my place for the first time in my life.
Wow.
The Black Widow, 65 of those suckers in 6 minutes and 40 seconds. Yeah, dude, disgusting. It's so gross. Just the idea
of those
burps.
What are you doing Thanksgiving? Popeye's chicken sandwiches?
No, I think I'm going to order it from somewhere else.
Boston Market?
No, I got to find a place that will do. We looked it up on the show, and Shannon's a fucking moron. I got to find a place that just will come in and do the entire spread. Like a turkey, you know,
stuffing.
Yeah,
a lot of places will do that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Feed 6-8 people.
You go pick it up.
I feel like
up.
A high-end grocery store would even do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Whole Foods does it. You can pick it up from there if you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, so why?
That was the most single dad realistic answer, by the way.
Of course, because I'm not fucking cooking.
I'm doing birthday cake real quick in case you forget.
Two years ago on Thanksgiving Eve, I was at a local strip club with my buddies that I grew up with, and they were raffling off a turkey, and I won it. And I brought it to my mom's house. She's like, where'd you get this? I go at a strip club. I left with the fucking turkey.
I love Jim's like, you can do it at Whole Foods. You can bring it home. You can even eat it there. They don't mind if you cry. You bring in a picture of your family. They give you a free pie. You got to tear it in half. Got to tear the picture in half before you get the pie. But it's not bad.
Fuck, dude. That's fucking hilarious. All right, look, we're gonna wrap this one up. This has been a very fun
Thanks
show.
Thanks for having me.
Make sure you guys go follow everyone who go on the road and check out their live dates. Like I said, the future is live comedy.
Tim J. Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you. Future's live, but digital's also the present.
Digital's fine, but I'm telling you right now, the digital will feed the live in the future. Those yonder bags, that live experience where you can only get it one place only, that's the future, and you're going to see things happening, man. I watch guys
everyone
like,
has said that. It's not watch, only you. You're not, saying it like you're the only one who said it.
That's like Schultz. It's like YouTube, guys. You got to upload.
Schultz's like, I found this thing called YouTube.
Check, it's a website.
It's a website called YouTube, and it's a minute at a time.
That's all, folks.